All right, we don't have time. We don't have time to play the whole intro. You got to lower it down. We got to get started. I got way too much going on here. Greetings to the brightest audience in the nation. I am not Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and affectionately known in some circles as the nation's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. I'm Doug McBurney, sitting in as Bob works on his King James Only debate, which you can find over at Theology Online. Just go to theologyonline.com and click the giant banner, King James Only, and check it out. We welcome the debate, and we welcome you to come and check it out. I want to open up with reason number 667, not to allow your children to go to a rave. We assume that there are 666 reasons that are already well known. So we're going to open up with reason number 667, not to let your children go to a rave. This is from the LA Times. Nearly 500 young people were arrested last weekend at two electronic music festivals in Pomona and San Bernardino out there in Southern California. Most were arrested on charges of public intoxication, possession of illegal drugs, or, shockingly enough, being under the influence of a controlled substance. And I thought they just went there to dance and listen to dance music. No, it's not about dancing and listening to music. Anyway, at least nobody died. I was out in Las Vegas at a trade show during the electronic, or what's it called? The Electric Daisy Festival. Are you familiar with this? He said to his rather young board operator. No, you're not. So that's good that you're not familiar with it. Anyway, a lot of scantily clad teenagers were walking around Las Vegas, and I asked, what's going on? They said, well, it's this festival. And I turned to one of my associates, business associates, and I said, if my daughter ever tells me she's going to the Electric Daisy Festival, I will know that I have failed as a parent. So that's reason number 667. Your child could be under the influence of a controlled substance. And at the Electric Daisy Festival, somebody actually died. They got so high on so many different drugs that they died. And everyone just kept dancing around them until, well, eventually they realized they were dead. But I'm against rave parties in general. And that's just one good reason. All right. Now, I was just looking at the internet where I get my news. We only buy the newspaper out at the McBurney compound. We only buy the newspaper so that my wife can clip coupons while she produces my show, which is the Weekly Worldview, and it's available worldwide on the World Wide Web. You can catch it at theweeklyworldview.com, or you can go to Apple iTunes and just search for Doug McBurney or the Weekly Worldview or Conservative Talk, and you'll find us there. We're on almost once a week, almost every week. And so definitely check that out. I have to promote myself because if I don't, who's going to promote me? Nobody else is going to promote me, so I promote myself. But I get all my news online. I'm looking at the Breitbart Report, Breitbart.com. Listen to this. Are you familiar with the Quentin Tarantino hoopla? Quentin Tarantino, apparently, who should have been arrested, by the way, upon the release of a Pulp Fiction. Quentin Tarantino should have been arrested and charged with corrupting the minds of, well, everybody after Pulp Fiction. And he should still be either rotting in the bottom of a jail somewhere right now or, he should have repented. But Quentin Tarantino apparently was at one of these Black Lives Matter type rallies where he basically called police officers murderers. This was about a week ago. There's been quite the hoopla about it because he's got a new movie coming out and all decent and good American people are not going to watch Quentin Tarantino's filthy, disgusting, perverted movie. Now, all good and fine Americans should have not been intending to watch that movie anyways, because it's a Quentin Tarantino movie. And Quentin Tarantino movies are known to drop one's IQ approximately 40 points and to destroy the soul of just about everyone who watches his movies. But if you listen to this, so he gets up, he rails against the police. Law enforcement sources have now revealed that Quentin Tarantino or a member of his staff called the police to his house on the afternoon of October 11th. Why? Because he wanted some murderers to come to his house? No, because Quentin Tarantino was scared of a suspicious individual loitering in his backyard. And when the police came, they did not murder Quentin Tarantino. They removed the suspicious person. They convinced the person to leave without incident. So they gave Quentin Tarantino some measure of domestic tranquility. And what do they get for it? He stands up and calls them murderers in front of God and everyone. Another reason he should be arrested. Preferably by the LAPD at his house. Very soon. All right, so there. I always hated Quentin Tarantino. Quentin Tarantino looks like the type of guy who organizes these rave parties. They're always suspicious-looking older men who want to watch teenage. That's what Quentin Tarantino looks like to me. He looks like he should be registered somewhere. Let me just leave it at that. All right, now, I was driving into the studio, and I was listening to some talk radio, which I think I'm about ready to swear off talk radio again. I listened to about 20 minutes of talk radio on four different stations, and it was all the exact same show, the exact same thing. So within 20 minutes, I switched over to my Second Kings Bible study, which is in my CD player in my car, and I listened to that for the rest of the trip coming in. And on the Second Kings audio that I was listening to, which is available from Bob Benyart Live, by the way, you can sign up for Bob's Bible study. Go to KGOV.com, click into the store, sign up for the Bible study. It's awesome. Because even though Bob Benyart was teaching from a book that was written approximately 2,700 years ago, there was more relevant news in that report than I heard on all of the allegedly conservative talk shows that I listened to coming in. They were all of the conservative talkers. That's Second Kings, by the way. A phenomenal Bible study. And not just, here's the thing about Bob's Bible studies. It's not just the Bible and biblical material. You get all kinds of other cultural references and things that show you how the Bible fits into world history. It's just fascinating. Listening to a Bob Benyart Bible study is perhaps one of the only ways to recover the 40 points you lose from watching a Quentin Tarantino movie. So if you've been exposed to Mr. Tarantino, you may need to subscribe to Bob's Bible study just to get your IQ back up above plant life. But a phenomenal Bible study. But I got to the end of it today. I was stunned and shocked. It was the end of the Second Kings, but I just got in the mail the brand new Bible study on Isaiah. So I'm going to start that. So I believe I have listened to every minute of every Bible study Bob Benyart has ever taught. I do believe that is the case. Well, except for Isaiah, which I'm going to start. Highly recommend it, folks. It's at KGOV.com. Hey, and while you're at KGOV.com, check out the pasta banquet that is being put on November 7th, which is this Saturday, by Colorado Right to Life. It's their annual fundraiser. If you want to stand up for the rights of all innocent persons, if you want to stand up for their right to life, stand with Colorado Right to Life because they're uncompromising. And there's going to be some tremendous pasta dishes cooked by, well, one Italian lady. And what's the other lady? What's her ethnic background? French. We got French and Italian. You can't go wrong. If you got a French lady and an Italian lady in the kitchen, you want to be there just for the pasta. But you can also be there for the fellowship and to strategize on the future of how we're going to save these heathens from themselves before they destroy everything. There's a small group of us who've been conspiring to save the heathens from themselves for the better part of four decades, and you can come on out and join us. And we'd like to see some younger folks out there, too. Get the next generation to represent. You can go to kgov.com. You can go to coloradorighttolife.org and find out about the pasta banquet this Saturday, November 7th. And it's, I think it's, what, $50 per person? It would cost you that much to get this kind of quality food at a decent restaurant. And you get so much more. We're going to be watching three different movies that promote biblically correct, godly worldviews. So come on out and join us for the pasta banquet. I'm going to do the noon sitting because I have to blow out my sprinklers. And I found out that that takes approximately 12 hours to blow out my sprinklers. So I have to get back home before it gets too cold. And so, but I'll be there for the noon. If you guys want to meet me, come on out to the noon showing. I will be there. So please do that. KGov.com, ColoradoRightToLife.org. Sign up for the pasta banquet. Now, all of the allegedly conservative talkers were very happy with the election results. Yesterday was election day. I voted. I voted against two tax increases because that's all that was available on my ballot. There was some judges that I could vote for or against, and I just abstained. I don't know any of these people, and chances are I don't want any of them in office, so I didn't vote for. But there was two tax increases out in Arapahoe County that I voted against. But the big news in Colorado was the recall down at the Jefferson County School Board. I've got a story here from 9 News where they report that voters have recalled 3 conservative school board members in Jefferson County. And if you remember, folks, 9 News reports that students walked out of class to protest last year when the conservative members suggested reviewing a U.S. history curriculum to maybe try to promote patriotism. So the idea of promoting patriotism sent tens of thousands of high school and junior high school students out into the streets with their teachers. I drove down Wadsworth Boulevard by Stanley Lake High School, and there were hundreds of children standing in the streets with signs protesting against America, as far as I could tell. This was last year. I knew at that point that something was going on in Colorado. And let me tell you what I think is going on in Colorado. This election, conservative ideas won the day in the vast majority of the elections around the country. In Ohio, they rejected legalized dope. I'm going to get to the story in Houston where they rejected allowing transgendered mentally ill sex perverts to use the girls' bathroom or the boys' bathroom or whatever bathroom. So a lot of conservative ideals won the day, except in Colorado where the liberals won. 9 News reports that, let's see, what were the liberals upset about? They did not want to promote patriotism. That was offensive to them. And they were upset at the school board members because of their decision to tie teacher pay to performance. And that offends liberals. They do not like to tie pay to performance. That reeks of free market capitalism, and that cannot be accepted. But here's what I think. Why did the liberals win in Colorado while conservative ideals seem to have swept in the rest of the elections? I believe it's because Barack Obama, who I affectionately refer to as Barry Ho, Barry Ho, I think it's a very ethnically inclusive nickname for our president because it reflects his whiteness, his blackness, and his Hawaiianness, all into Barry Ho, right? So Barry Ho and his girl junta, who are actually running the country, they have been working in the schools of Colorado on the children for almost 7 years now. Barack Obama has a strategy to capture the minds of the youth. And Colorado, in my opinion, is the template and ground zero for the maniacal left's assault on the minds of the children. It's the final assault. The assault's been going on for quite some time. But this is the final assault, and in Colorado, they have succeeded in constructing what I would compare to the Hitler Youth, completely brainwashed and loyal to their leftist leader. Barry's girls organized and motivated a voting bloc in Colorado, in the classrooms of Colorado, and they won. And that is scary. That makes me very concerned for the future of our state. Barry Ho and George Soros have made the Jefferson County School District a model, I believe, for what may become the equivalent of the Hitler Youth. Thankfully, Barry's only got 12 more months in office, but how much damage has he done? Because I think Barack Obama and the girls who work for him and run the country, I think they understand the value of molding the minds of the children and capturing them. And I think they've been very effective at it. And I think that this vote in Jefferson County proves that they are winning, which is scary and a bit depressing. All right. But they're not capturing my kids' minds because my kids don't go to the Jefferson County schools or any other government schools. And the reason my board op doesn't know about the Electric Daisy Festival is because he's homeschooled too. And so their minds have been preserved. And I sense that at some time in the not too distant future, when the heathens are devouring themselves in violence and bloodshed and murder, that there's only going to be a few sane people left, and it's going to be the homeschool kids whose minds weren't corrupted and perverted. And hopefully you can save these people from themselves. I hope so. We're trying to set you guys up so that you can save these moronic, mentally deranged people from each other and from themselves. Right. So Houston, I do want to report this from the Houston Chronicle. The Chronicle says Houston's controversial equal rights ordinance failed. So you see how they open this? This is the problem with journalism school. It's not that there's a conspiracy that they all need to present everything in a way that promotes leftist ideals. It's just that's how they were taught, and that's what they do by default. So instead of saying Houston's controversial homosexual promotion, or I don't know, you could call it something even more neutral, but they call it their equal rights ordinance. Because we on the right are so mean, we're against equal rights. Well, what it was about was allowing anyone in Houston to use any bathroom they wanted. It basically said you can't discriminate against transgendered, mentally ill sex perverts, no matter what they want to do. And the people of Houston, despite the fact that they elected a flaming lesbian for mayor, they voted against it, all right? This was a hotly contested election, according to the Chronicle, drawing comment from the White House and the State Department and the state's top officials. Everybody on the left was standing up and cheering for the idea that boys and girls could use whatever bathroom, and then however you identified that day, you could use that bathroom. And if you're some kind of predator or whatever, who are we to judge? You can use whatever bathroom you want. Nobody should be able to discriminate against anyone, no matter how perverted and corrupt and disgusting you are, the left said. Now, opponents of the law, according to the Houston Chronicle, allege that it would allow men dressed as women, including sexual predators, to enter women's restrooms. But the Chronicle points out that those are largely conservative opponents of this law. And we know that conservatives are mean, just mean people. Now, supporters of the law, including flaming lesbian mayor Anise Parker, they argued that the law would have extended an important local resource for a range of protected classes to respond to discrimination. And hey, if a few people get molested in a bathroom or two, isn't it worth it to advance the important civil right of being an open public sex pervert? Isn't that really the most important thing? Well, Anise Parker, well, they didn't say that last part. I kind of made that up. But hopefully you can draw the line between where I'm making stuff up. So in an effort to promote the public acknowledgement and promotion of sexual perversion, the Houston leftist maniacs failed. Because the people of Houston, it probably just because they haven't legalized dope in Texas yet. And we'll see about that. That's another reason the Jeffco school board recall, another reason that it succeeded, is that Colorado legalized dope. And a lot of people are on dope now, obviously not thinking clearly. And just to be clear, I disagree with the conservative school board members in Jefferson County because I disagree with the idea of a school board, because I disagree with the idea of a government school, because I disagree with people like Adolf Hitler who insisted that the government should educate the children. Just to be clear. All right, now I've got a serious story. Not that all that wasn't serious, but this is a lot more serious. I want to find out if I'm too pro-life. So, and this is something, if you wanted to, you could even try to call, because I think this is going to freak some people out, what I'm about to say. Our number, if you want to call, is 800-836-9278. That's 800-8-NYART, if you want to call. I saw a story last night on KDVR, the Fox affiliate. And it was about a conjoined twin story. It was about two conjoined twins. Hannah was born a conjoined twin, attached at the chest, stomach, and hip to her sister, Olivia. At the time of birth, both children were alive. Now, the parents were told that Olivia had a heart defect that meant she had no chance of survival, although she was alive when she was born. So the parents were told that one of the children may live if they remove the other child, who is guaranteed to die. And so the parents chose to undergo an all-day conjoined twin separation surgery that caused the immediate death of Olivia. I hope you're with me on this. I hope this isn't too complicated. So here's what I want to know. Is my position too extreme? I think what they did was wrong. To separate one child from another. Because here's the thing. You have two living children who are both going to die at some point. So to purposely cause the death of one of them in order to temporarily preserve the life of the other, to me, in my opinion, is wrong. And I am convinced that had the doctors been able to ask both Hannah and Olivia, what should we do? Well, let's just say that if they could have asked Hannah. Hannah was the healthy baby who could live. Olivia was sick and was going to die. If the doctors had been able to ask Hannah what Hannah wanted done with her sister, I believe Hannah would have said, don't kill my sister. That's what I think. Not that Hannah's opinion is the final arbiter here, but I don't think the one girl would have... At this point, all these two children knew was each other and total peace and love. And the doctors told the parents to kill the one to preserve the life of the other. The mother's name is Amber McCullough. This took place at the Children's Hospital. Some doctors had encouraged her to abort both of the babies, which gives you an insight into the medical community in America overall. But listen to what the mother says, because I think this is revealing. The mother says, I want Hannah to know. Hannah is the child who is alive. I want Hannah to know that there was no other way. One of my fears is that she would ever feel any sort of survivor's guilt. So what I would say to Amber McCullough, the mother, is I think Amber McCullough is dealing with guilt. And I think she needs to deal with that between her and God, because she sinned against both of her children and she sinned against the living God. And she's got some guilt issues that she needs to deal with. I think this is grotesque, and I think this shows what happens when people are removed from the knowledge that there is life beyond this life. See, this isn't the only life. But once you forget that, it's easy to start killing people in order to preserve yourself or preserve a family member. So I think it's dangerous. And I think what Amber McCullough did was a sin. And I would never suggest to anyone who was in this very difficult situation of conjoined twins. It's very difficult, no doubt. But I would never counsel anyone to kill one of the children in order to preserve the life of the other. And I think that the child would agree. Both children would agree with me. And I think God would agree with me as well. So am I too pro-life? Is that too pro-life? Have I crossed the line? Am I a radical? Look, I just don't want innocent people to be killed. None of them. I don't think any innocent people should ever be killed. So anyway, this story really got to me last night. I actually cried a little bit over this story. And I usually don't do that. But it's very sad that the doctors misled this mother, probably in their own heathen ignorance. They misled this ignorant mother into doing something so horrible. I mean, this is worthy of the Nazi death camps, the experiments. It's horrible. Anyway, so maybe I'm too far. Maybe I'm too pro-life. Anyway, don't bother to call, actually, because I have too much stuff. How much time do we have left? We have very little time, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Gates has come out and admitted that he hates himself. In a report from The Independent in London, Bill Gates is reported to have said that the private sector is too selfish and inefficient to produce an effective alternative to fossil fuels. Now, Bill Gates earned his fortune in the selfish and inefficient private sector, and therefore he must hate himself. He's also not that smart when it comes to geology and things like that, because he assumes that the fuel we burn is the result of fossils, and there's really no evidence to support that thus far. There's evidence, actually, that entirely different forces formed the hydrocarbons that we burn every day in our cars. But let's leave that aside. Bill Gates says he plans to spend $2 billion of his own wealth. So by saying $2 billion of his own wealth, he is asserting some level of respect for the idea of private property, which he then goes on to disassociate himself from. So he may be losing his mind. He also called on fellow he's planning to spend $2 billion of his own wealth on green energy. And he's called on fellow billionaires to make the U.S. hydrocarbon free by 2050. 2050, yes, okay. So he says that private sector will not find an alternative to oil because there's no fortune to be made. And he says without a substantial carbon tax, there's just no incentive because we're all a bunch of rich, selfish, inefficient, hateful people, all of us rich people. You know, and listen to what he says. This is why I think he might be losing his mind. He says, since World War II, the U.S. government research and development has defined the state of the art in almost every area. The private sector is, in general, inept. Said Bill Gates. Bill, do you know that all that government R&D is done through private contractors who are a part of private industry? Bill? All right. Get out of here, Bill Gates. All right. Vladimir Putin. Vlad the Exhaler does not believe in global warming. Have you heard this? Putin, he apparently hasn't changed his position since 2003 when he told an international climate conference that warmer temperatures in Russia would be welcome because he said, quote, well, if the temperature increases, Russians will spend less on fur coats. And agricultural specialists say our grain production will increase. And thank God for that, said Vlad the Exhaler, working CO2 into the... All right. And now these last two stories I'm just not going to do because, well, they're just about more homos. And it's reason 1,005 to keep your kids out of the government schools. And it has to do with, well, it's just more mentally deranged sex perverts. And I've had just about enough of that. I can't take it. I want to go to the Colorado Right to Life pasta banquet and hang out with normal people. Hang out with normal people for half a day. Restore my faith in humanity. Go to Colorado Right to Life and find out all about it. Go to Theology Online and check out the King James Only debate. And remember to do right and risk the consequences.